Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
No. No. Strong. No.
Here's the situation.
It's a weird
thing. You speaking Japanese?
Yeah.
No.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
Can you run up on me?
Who's winning? What is occurring?
You're an idiot, dude.
Rock is an idiot.
You have a responsibility to your audience to be more responsible. You could have better than this.
They have a white running back, for goodness sakes.
What? For porn, Dan. Porn.
We'll do it live.
True story.
He's a beast.
I like turtles.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Wow.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Are we on the air?
I think we are.
Good. Good. You want to hear this next story?
Yeah, I really thought Buckley was getting ball sacked.
This is great.
I wasn't. Close personal friend.
This is a photo that Buck texted to Souk and I on our show text thread where we discuss just about everything.
Stuff like this.
Ad nauseum.
You got to admit, when you see something like this, like on Facebook or Instagram, you're like, okay, I'll take things that didn't happen for 1,000.
Definitely.
Right? This is like, and it's always some like it's always some like house mom, whatever. And it's like, my 4-year-old came up to me today and said the most, and you're like, okay, your 4-year-old didn't say that. Please stop. Like, you're clearly trolling for attention. And yet, if this is true, it's the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of license plates and the most cowardly thing to ever happen in the history of husbands.
Well, and a cowardly thing now that has happened twice.
Yes.
Now, would you like me to tee this up or would you like to...
No, you can go for it.
Okay, so the photo is just of a license plate. Now, it is our understanding that these are not vanity plates. This is just the random license plate generator.
Correct.
This is in the state of Idaho, where your buddy lives.
Yeah, my buddy lives just outside of Boise.
And, of course, it's got the red on the top, says Scenic Idaho, and yeah, it's got the mountains, and then on the bottom it says Famous Potatoes. Well, the random letters and numbers say the following. They say 1A...
dash.
Space, VAG for the number, U.
Oh, my God.
1A vag for you.
That's right.
It doesn't get any... better.
I mean, are you
kidding me? Well, I made the joke in Idaho, 2A vag for you might be better because you got the whole Second Amendment thing. So, you know, it's a gun-toting vag for you.
Because 2 is like, you don't want to have 2A quality.
Second Amendment, 2A?
You want top quality.
I know. And, yeah, and, yes.
And look, this is hilarious, but like, if it went to you and you got it, it's not that funny. Like, you drive a normal car or whatever. But the fact that this went to a mom of three that's driving a minivan.
And they just got the minivan because they just had their third kid.
I'm sorry, but it takes this license plate from good to great. Legendary.
Yeah, so your buddy lives out there, and he texts this to you and said, hey, my wife got these plates sent to her in the mail. And she says she will not put them on her car.
No. Refuses.
Which I totally see her point.
What,
like, I'm not putting that on my car.
I would insist.
I think most people would not put them on their
really?
Car. Yeah.
You don't want 1A badge for you on your car? I'm sorry, it's amazing.
Most people don't.
I'd put it on my car right now.
All right, let's put that to the test.
Done and done.
Well, let's find out if that's available in Oregon, and if it is, then you can have that vanity plate.
The idea of the BTJ driving around in her big jacked up Ford Bronco with 1A vag for you on it? Oh my goodness.
My buddy, who the plates were sent to, joked maybe he should just put her Venmo handle on the back of the on the
yes.
back of the car and see what kind of money she can make.
Yes, I kind of want to get a bumper sticker now that just says 1A vag for you and put it on a car without her knowing.
Some of the comments are funny. He then texts us, I guess, what is this? What
this is Slack. This is just a group thread of friends. We're all in a fantasy league together, and we end up just sharing a lot of crap over there.
So he says, should we request a replacement and just post a photo of these plates?
No.
Somebody said, oh, my God, I'm dying. And then he said, Charlotte refuses to put them on her minivan. And then somebody says, oh, no, it's him. He said, my in-laws demand that Charlotte send them a picture with her holding it because they don't believe it.
No one believes
it. No one
did. I didn't believe it.
But this guy is, if you knew him, he would not be the person to fabricate something like this for fun. It wouldn't happen.
Well, he clearly is a coward in backing down to his wife. Every now and then, take your balls out of your wife's 1A vag purse.
I don't think either one of them want the license plate.
You're telling, you wouldn't fight for this? Because I would.
I've given back a license plate.
You've given one back?
Yeah, when I was in California, I got a new one, and it either had, like, I don't know, it had a series of letters that, like, were either suggestive or had 666 on it or something like that, and I was like, no, thank you, and I just got a new one.
Oh, my goodness. I'm waiting for this sort of thing to happen to me. Like, it's so disappointing that every now and then the universe opens itself up and it gives this gift and someone is in it, their inability to appreciate it. And you're right. This is a Seinfeld episode, as the text line points out. This is the Ass Man plate.
That was referenced in our group
chat as well.
And here's
the thing. You don't turn down Ass Man plates. If you get something from the state of New York that says you're the Ass Man, guess what? You're the Ass Man. You're like,
yeah,
well, that's what the universe is putting out there. I'm rolling with
it. I'm not getting behind you on this. I agree with Char.
You wouldn't want Danielle driving around with 1A badge?
Well, I mean, it'd be kind
of... I think you're in the unique minority here.
Yeah, you are. You're being sick.
It's very funny,
nobody
but
wants
no one
this.
Wants this
and
permanently
you said,
on their car.
And you said appreciate it. I think Char probably appreciate it. It's funny, but they're not going to go as far as put it on their car. Come on, man.
Cowards.
Especially
every one of you. You need to put some whimsy in your life, and nothing puts whimsy in your life like some 1A badge for you.
So he says, oh, man, that was awesome. DMV employee is probably mid-50s female who looked pretty damn good for her age. There was an older man, an older woman who I really did not want to draw. This is him returning the plates.
Yeah.
So he's at the DMV. He says, I said, good morning. We just received these, and my wife refuses to put them on her minivan. And I slide the plates across the counter. Gal behind the booth immediately bursts out laughing and says, oh, you think? She then pulls up the information on the screen and says, you're the second person to return these. They'll just cycle through until some teenage boy gets them and thinks it's awesome. See, that's you. She then motions to the gal in the next booth over and says, hey, you got to check this out. And that lady's face got deep red. No words. I ended the transaction by saying, thank you for making that situation as pleasant as possible. Second returned 1A vag for you. It will not be on Char's minivan.
It's not as funny if it was like on like a Trans Am or some sort of white trash hillbilly mobile, but a nice like Chrysler Pacifica.
Yeah, I think they got the Toyota Sienna, if I'm not mistaken.
God,
that is funny. I mean, if you saw it, like if you saw it out in the wild,
you would think it was on purpose, right?
You would laugh.
Yes.
Wouldn't you think it was a vanity plate, not a random plate?
100%. Because I didn't know that. So is in Idaho, do they all have a space in them like that?
I guess. I don't know.
They have two and then, I don't know.
Or maybe that's a new configuration.
Ours have three space three.
Right.
This one is two space five.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Just, magical. And that's what I'm saying. Every time someone saw it, that minivan, an old Char-Char there, had an opportunity to spread so much joy. And I'm disappointed that she's not willing to put that enjoyment out there into the world, because everyone would have enjoyed seeing the Sienna with 1A Vag.
Well, apparently someday it will be somewhere in Idaho because it's back in circulation.
Yeah, like she's right. Some teenage boy is going to love that.
I just want someone to get it and not realize what it is. Like, I got a car recently on the way, like November or whatever. I did not look at my plates when I got them. Like, they came in the mail and I put them on. I have no idea what my license plate is. Do you?
No, I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's
not anything.
No,
it's not like big D for you.
No, but like I didn't look at my plates. I just took them out and I put the little sticker on it and put them on the back of my car and away I go. So there is a possibility. If I were to receive 1A Vag, I don't think I would have realized it until someone pointed it out. I think I would have just been driving around.
I'm trying to look now at random, funniest random license plates.
Yeah, because like the
vanities.
A lot of them, like, you'll get rejected. If you submitted 1A Vag for you, it might get turned down.
It might get turned down. Same with 2A Vag for you.
Yeah.
There's a kid in my high school who had a car that was 3SUM and then like three numbers. So everyone's like, oh, the threesome car. People thought that was cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because there has to be a bunch of these. Oh, yeah.
Most of them are all personalized.
Yeah, it's like, I'm trying to think of, like, you got to find ones that aren't, like you said, just random.
Well, there's probably not a lot of them out there because people won't.
Yeah.
They'll do what Char-Char did. And
this one's from, so I guess Return. Kansas has 3 and 3, and this one is 420 space girl, GRL.
Okay.
Yeah. There's that.
Okay. Would you let your wife put that on the car?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care what the license plate says, but I don't find 420 girl to be that funny. Like,
no.
You know.
Just like, means she likes to smoke weed.
Like, smoke weed. You're like, yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention, Buckley.
As soon as I saw it, I thought it was something that you two particularly
and I
would
love
enjoy.
That. You know, I love that. This happens a lot on social media. People will be like, hey, I saw this and thought of you. And it's usually something, you know, childish.
Yes.
But also great.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me happy when people do that.
Yeah.
That makes me happy to know that people think of us when certain things like this occur.
Yeah. Those are, it's way better that way. And you just, you know, again, whimsy. And we appreciate that you think of us for those sorts of things.
So I've got a story about shaving. And your Netflix prices are about to go up again.
Oh, no.
What else do I have here?
Not oh. Mine are included in my T-Mobile account. Although T-Mobile will probably sneak in 3 times the fees and I won't notice.
Well, we switched to Verizon recently. Remember we told you this? We were flirting with switching because my wife got pissed. And if she gets pissed, you do
went
not.
To the store that smelled like weed, remember?
Yeah, that was what I found out later was that wasn't a, what do you call it, a carrier store?
Yeah, it was just one of the...
it was like a one-off?
Yeah, there's a difference between the actual like T-Mobile store and then someone that's like a...
A franchise. That carries T-Mobile. Yeah. Yeah, so we went into one of those piddly Verizons. We were like, what is going on with Verizon? But then we realized, okay, we have to go to the downtown, like the main Verizon place.
Yeah.
And we got very good service in there, and we switched from... What were we? We were AT&T, and my wife got so livid because... They kept raising our rates, which they do, until you call them on it. And then you call them on it, and they're like, well, we don't really know what the problem is, but it should be resolved soon. And that...
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that to Nurse Nice was not satisfactory.
That's not going to work.
She was like, dude, fix it now or I'm leaving. And they did not.
And so she's
and
gone.
She did leave. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, let's go. I told her, I'm like, dude, this is fine. I support you. At the same time... You realize we're going to have this exact same problem with Verizon,
everywhere
correct?
You go.
Yeah, yes. It's they're no different.
They're all, and that's why no one cares because they know
exactly.
That wherever you go, it's going to be crappy.
So we went in there, we had very good service, and we all got new phones. It was a pain in the ass. It took forever. But now, just that was like before Christmas, They just raised our rates.
And now you're like, ah.
And she's pissed.
Yeah.
Well. She's like, well, all right, well, get on the horn with them and see what they say. I have a feeling I know what they're going to say.
It's why switching services, it's never worth it because you'll just be right back. You will be. My home internet. I went to the T-Mobile home internet, which is just, you know, it's not wired or whatever. Because of that, I was pissed at Comcast, and I didn't want to deal with it, and it was a great deal. Guess who's getting ready to go back? Me, because yeah. Their internet sucks.
Well, you know what?
It's the least reliable thing ever, and I hate the fact that I'm going to have to go groveling back to call Comcast and be like, I'm going to need you to put my line back in my house.
Yeah. They've heard from you before.
Yeah, they know.
They know.
I want them to be like, oh, hi.
Oh, Mr. Sakanik, I see here you were quite rude the last time you called.
What was this talk about you kissing our ass and, you know, never, oh.
Well, you know, one of the great laughs in our laugh montage.
Yeah.
And that is you. Barrel laughing at me having to do that exact thing back at my old house with Comcast.
Yeah.
I swore them off. I cut them off. I'm like, I'm out of here. And then I realized, oh, wait, there's no other carrier in my area.
You're back.
So I had to call them. And Suk laughed.
And I'm about to do it.
And you're about to do the exact same thing.
I had an ugly breakup with Comcast. I did. I was pissed. And I told Comcast what they could do. And the other option, the mobile internet, it is so bad. I may not have a choice. And I've been fighting it for like months, telling myself, oh, it's not that bad. It's not that bad. And everyone in my house is like, our internet sucks. There's only the two choices.
Why was I telling you about Verizon?
Netflix prices going up?
Netflix, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Going up.
Yep. Again, next on The Fan.
What if it is breaking news? Dude.
Well, I have breaking news. I am now 3-0 in my TGL golf picks.
Ah.
I want to go 5-0. What does he say? The week's free. I'd love to go 5-0. Anyway, Buckley and I are already looking at next week's plays.
Have you actually placed a real bet?
No, I haven't.
I did today. Today I put $5 on the team that Rob said was going to win because he was right the last 2 weeks, and they won.
Was it my Cohen boys, the New York whatever?
No, it was not.
They're terrible.
It was the Atlanta Drive with the smart, funny, witty name.
The New York team needs a new owner.
By the way, I looked up, and apparently it's kind of a wide range. No one will say exactly how much, but they say those franchises to buy in was between $25 and $100 million.
Wow.
So.
Okay.
Which I find, that's a pretty broad range. Like.
You narrow that down a little bit?
Yeah. Is it $25 or is it $100? And hey. By the way, neither one of those things is a good investment, but whatever. You're Steve Cohen. Like, who cares
they
about
don't care.
$25 million?
Not to talk sports, but why are the Blazers up by 18?
They don't know the assignment, man.
I think it might be 22 now.
What the hell?
They don't know the assignment.
You know, there's a lot of people around here that are trying to fade them every game.
Hee-hee.
Thinking they pulled the shoot. Well, there's a two-game win streak.
That's 10 fast. Well, and this is a big deal because, like I said, I think they're tied for the sixth worst record with the Nets. And, again, the difference in the lottery between 6 and 7 is enormous. 7's where you fall off the cliff.
Someone tell Chance they're tanking. He don't care.
No. Not Scoot, man. He going to that lake.
All right, so Netflix confirmed that it would be not raising prices.
That's raising prices.
No.
No?
They're adjusting their prices.
Adjusting upwards, adjusting, I can only assume? Upwards.
On most of its plans, yes.
Well, on most? I saw all. Like, what do you mean? There's a plan where it's not increased?
They said that this was a shareholder letter where they said that the company will occasionally ask members to pay a little more so that we can reinvest to further improve Netflix.
Okay.
How do you feel Netflix is going, by the way?
I don't know. I don't pay for Netflix. It comes with my... It's free with my
T-Mobile,
so I don't pay for it. And I watch it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm asking, what do you think of Netflix? Because I remember there was a time when we were on here saying Netflix, like, I don't ever find anything good on Netflix.
Yeah,
I think they've kind of changed that a little bit. They've invested in a little bit more, what do you call it? Unique
unique programming.
Programming. Some short mini series, like where there was like The Perfect Couple or The Gentleman and stuff like that that they've put out
there. Good stuff. Yeah. There was one I watched the other day. I just finished it. What was it?
The one I'm waiting to start is American Prime.
That's the one I just
American
watched.
American Primeval? Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. American Primeval.
It's real negative about the Mormons, so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's quite violent as well.
It is definitely violent. It's the lands of Utah. Mm-hmm. Back when it was Thunderdome, and it was the Native Americans, mm-hmm. the Mormons, and the settlers, and they were all fighting.
When I was growing up in the church, those were some really weird topics in church, because a lot of bad stuff happened, and some people say that the Mormons were responsible for it, and of course the Mormons are like, no, we didn't have anything to do with it, and so that is a really ugly part of the church past, and so this series deals with it, and of course now it's, you know.
Well, I have watched it, and I will tell you that it's worth a watch.
Okay.
It's good. It will keep your attention. I don't think it's groundbreaking by any means, but I did, after it finishes, you, of course, go to the Google, and you say, well, how much of that is true?
Yeah.
Because it's all over the place. So
the Mountain Meadows Massacre.
Which is true.
That is true. That
did happen.
Yes.
And yes, they do blame the Mormons for that. And
Mormons did commit it. It's just of whether or not the church sanctioned it, or whether it was a bunch of Mormons that just did it.
Yeah. So,
but I remember like Wednesday was a good show on there. I liked that.
Squid Game 2.
Squid Game.
Just finished Squid Game 2.
Yeah. I know it's weird, but I am now of the point where I don't really care where the show is. If it's a good show, I'll find it.
No, I agree with that.
And so
I agree with that, but it just Netflix for a while. Lost me.
Mm-hmm.
I kept going over there. It's one of my main go-tos. Like, you know, I cut the cord, right? So we're just streaming everything. And we do have, like, YouTube TVs. Mm-hmm. But I rarely scroll through YouTube TV channels. It used to be I'd scroll through channels back when I had cable, right? Now I scroll through apps. So I see what's on Apple TV.
Yeah.
I see what's on HBO Max. I see what's popped up on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And occasionally YouTube TV has a series I want to watch or whatever. So I'll always be going to Netflix to check and see what's new or if there's something that's interesting. And I would say that in the last year, it's grabbed me back.
Hmm.
But it had a lull where it was not offering much of anything.
Well, and they were taking hits because of it, because other apps were popping up. I have now relied, and I'm behind everyone, and that's okay. I just rely on the buzz.
Yeah.
When they're like, I recently got into Severance.
And great show. I'm watching that right now.
And this is how dumb I am.
That's a recommendation. By the way, I got to give a little credit. Ryan Buckley.
He was a Severance guy?
Well, I just started it partially because it's been on the list for a while, but there's a lot of buzz about the season two that just started.
So this is how far.
Hold on. Okay. I want to give credit to Buckley.
Yeah.
Because Buckley is very shy about recommending a show to me because he thinks that I will shame him.
Yeah.
And judge him if it sucks.
Well, you do take
which
your,
I will.
You do take your recommendations very seriously.
I
take your recommendations seriously, and you watch a lot of TV, and you have a high standard for good TV.
That's
so
right.
I'm hesitant to throw something out that might not meet the Rob standard.
So so what that has done is that when Buckley does give me a recommend, I'm like, okay, so I'm really going to give this a whirl. So I am about 6 episodes into the first season of.
See, you're
Severance.
Already ahead of me. I'm 5 episodes in,
and I tell you what, that is a good show.
Yeah,
I don't have any clue what's going on, as that's kind of the whole bit.
Yeah,
but. It's great. So I wanted to give Buckley credit.
So I always wait until there's like some real chatter and buzz. So I really like Adam Scott, who's the star of that.
Severance is on Apple TV.
Apple TV. So I started seeing this buzz and I was like, ooh, what's this show everyone's talking about? I thought it was a brand new show. Turns out that Severance came out 3.5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Oh.
I didn't realize it was that long, but it was more than a year that it had been
there
away.
Was a 3-year gap between season one and season two. So my dumbass, right? I watched an episode, so I'm like, oh, God, I'm hooked. So I get like 5 episodes in, and I'm like, oh, crap, we're coming to the end, and what am I going to do? Are there going to be a season two? And then I'm like, oh, wait, season two is already out. I'm like, huh? I had no idea.
Watch season two now?
They're doing episode by episode. So
the first episode, I think, has been released, and the second... Second one gets released this Friday.
They're doing every Friday. They're not doing them all at once.
Well, then I thought you said it was been out for 3.5 years.
No, season one.
Season one that you're watching.
Okay. So it took them forever to...
Yeah. Season one. And this is the problem with streaming shows. And this is true. A lot of times with streaming shows, they you can get these huge gaps in between seasons.
Why? Because they spend so much money on it?
Yeah, they spend so much money, and there was an article recently said where the platforms realized this is a major problem that they need to address. That these big gaps are killing some of the momentum of these shows, and you don't know when they come back, and because they're so expensive and more big name actors in them, there's no guarantee when you get around to making it that it's the same buzz.
Well, I was pleasantly, and I mean probably more than pleasantly, surprised that Christopher Walken is in it.
Yes.
He comes out of nowhere.
I didn't know he was going to be in it either, yeah.
He's amazing.
He comes out of nowhere in it, and he's fantastic.
And even though he's not really as central, John Turturro is great.
Yeah, he really is.
The two of them make that, because you guys are like what?
Halfway through season one, basically.
Episode 6.
Those two become kind of anchors for it, and I will tell you that the finale, the last one of season 9, or episode 9, whatever, the final one, it's 9 or 10, is phenomenal. The crescendo of season one is amazing. One of the better shows I've seen for a while. My favorite show on TV, and same thing, I it's coming back for season 3, but it may be 2 years. It's my favorite show on TV is Shrinking.
Yeah,
I love Shrinking, but now
it's funny.
I got to wait 2 more years for that to come back.
That's Harrison Ford
and Jason Segel.
I love the what's her character's name?
Yeah, the mom. The
mom's a little much. She's funny, but the African American gal,
yeah, the black
Gabby.
What's her
Gabby.
Name? Yeah, she's the one in the ad where she fills up the bathtub in the. She is fantastic in that show.
I love the relationships in that show. It's really good. May have cried there at the end of season 2.
Well, anyway,
may have got me.
Netflix is saying that their ad supported tier will increase $1 from $6.99 to $7.99 per month. And the standard tier will go from $15.49 to $17.99.
Outrageous!
And if you have the premium tier, it will increase from $22.99 to $24.99.
Horse nears. Although people will complain, and then a month later they'll be completely, they'll forget about it.
That's pretty spendy, though.
It is. Or get a streaming box.
It's getting up there.
Get a streaming box, you can get everything for free. One-time fee, just saying.
The one-time fee is $6,000.
$270. And no subscriptions, and you'll never need one, and you get everything. Just saying.
So I have a story for you about shaving.
Oh. I shave nearly every day.
You do, don't you?
I do.
That bald dome ears. You see Sepp Straka shaved his head?
No.
You know who that is?
Straka?
Yeah. Golfer.
He's a golfer. Just won the American Express. Come on, man.
No. I don't care.
He took your advice.
Yeah.
He's young.
He had some bad...
And he said, look, I realized I was losing my hair, and I just decided to...
Brock Bowers?
He shaved
Straka?
Sepp Straka.
Well, Brock Bowers needs to talk to him.
Hey, he goes out and wins a golf tournament.
Yeah.
Scott Van Pelt always says, come on home.
Yeah,
come on home, come on.
Bring it on in.
All right, we'll get to that next, but first, Buck.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, final trick tonight. I've got a story about shaving. Now, stop me when this story starts to lose you.
Okay.
But we have a guy who cut himself shaving, and he has been paid from the razor company.
Ooh, nice.
I cut myself shaving all the time. I've never once thought of suing a shaving company.
Maybe you should.
I need to call the advocate stat.
Nick Silverthorn, 48-year-old man, he purchased a supermarket-owned brand razor from his local store.
So a piece of crap.
Yeah. When he got home, he used it for the first time. He says it cut both of his little cheeksies.
Okay.
He says he discovered that one of the razor blades was detached and believed that the razor was faulty. So instead of chalking his cuts up to experience, he decided to sue the manufacturer.
How do you prove that you didn't screw the razor? Like, I can just break the razor and be like, this is faulty?
And by the way, he looks exactly like you would think he would look.
Oh, yeah, I see him here.
And incredibly, he was awarded an out-of-court settlement.
Oh, my God.
This is from Wilkinson Sword, apparently one of the world's biggest razor makers.
I wonder if they, like, obviously
they must distribute to some of the big companies.
Let me see what they make.
He says, it was no ordinary cut. It sliced my skin. My cuts bled for over 20 minutes. I took action to protect others.
Oh, for God's sake.
As they may not be as lucky
as me. He's a hero.
I love how they say that he bled for 20 minutes. Yeah, when you cut yourself shaving. Yeah,
it bleeds a lot.
It bleeds a lot. It's your face.
And by the way, his cut does not look bad. It looks exactly like a cut.
A cut.
Now, he did let it stream, so it makes it look worse.
Yeah.
But it looks like a razor cut.
Well, I will say, exactly. Oh, my God. Nice photo, you D-bag.
Doesn't he look like Perry Farrell?
He does. It is. That is a tiny little nick that he let bleed down. Because, I shave my head and I use a razor. And every now and then, if you get yourself good, dude, on your head, it bleeds like a mother.
It won't stop.
No, I put a Band-Aid on it. And that's all that looks like a tiny nick that he has just let bleed down.
So he bought this for $3. It was a men's advanced 3 razor. He was in London. When he unwrapped it and started shaving, he cut his face. He said, I started shaving on one side with one stroke and then another on the other side. I noticed after a few seconds that I'd started bleeding badly. On my left cheek, and then on my right-hand side as well. He said, unlike previous times where he had cut his face shaving, like we all have, he says, this felt different.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt different. He's a part-time landscaper, by the way. So
yes.
My guess is what it felt different was, I think I can make some money. And this is why I know these companies, it's just easier to give this dude a couple bucks. Cause it wasn't a bunch. But that's what pisses me off, is it just encourages more dumbasses like this to sue.
Well, I would like to stay. Have I lost you with him yet?
No, I'm intrigued.
You're still in?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, have I, does this, I said, stop me when this story starts to when the story starts to lose you, in terms of what I meant was, like, when it's like, oh, okay, this MF-er.
Yeah, right now.
We've already done that?
Yeah, this guy
okay,
is
well,
a
let
loser.
Me throw in this little fact. So it sounds like the razor blade was not attached properly.
Sure.
That was a thing.
Okay.
And he cut his little face, whatever.
Yeah.
He said that it wasn't just an everyday nick or cut. It sliced into my skin. I've been shaving for 30 years. I've never had cuts like this. He then took pictures. He said his wounds took weeks to heal,
God,
leaving him with scars on his cheek.
No, it didn't.
And he said the trauma of being cut led him to having recurring nightmares for months.
I hate you. I absolutely hate this guy, and it pisses me off that they gave him $6,000.
Yeah, that's all he got was six G's.
Yeah.
Oh, but, no, they were hurting you so bad. Oh, no.
Six G's makes me not care, but if he got a lot more than that,
yeah,
I would be pissed.
That pisses me off. I had a run-in with a shaving company. I know we got a break, but I did not sue, but I did have an interesting run-in with a company that wanted me to endorse their products.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Right here on the fan?
Right here on the fan. A razor company.
Yeah.
Which will remain nameless, but...
What?
Yeah, it was a thing.
Yeah. We'll be back to wrap it up next on the fan. All right, well, I don't have any more content.
No, well, I don't have time for my shaving story, but...
Yeah, I want to hear it, though.
Yeah?
You said you went to battle with the razor company?
Real quick, like, I had a shaving company, one of those that you see...
Oh, so we are going to get to this.
Well, just real quick. It's like, they came to our salesperson and said, hey, we'd like Suke to endorse us. And so they sent me some product. I said, I need to try it, right? And I don't shave my face. I shave my head. It was the worst razor I've ever used. I couldn't finish shaving my head with it. I cut myself like four times.
So you're like, we'd love the deal, but...
back to the sales guy and I was like, I can't have this product. I said, this is the worst thing I've ever used. And they kept coming back at me, being like, trying to convince me. And then I actually found on the package, it says right there, not suitable for shaving head, for face only. Mm. And they still wanted me to use it. And I said, have you seen me? Like,
have you
I don't.
Seen your packaging.
Clearly, they had not.
And I had to, that's how bad it got.
Not P1s.
It was the worst. I wish I could say, I don't want to call them out, but it was the worst razor.
Well, it wasn't, in fairness to them, it wasn't made for heads. And you didn't know that.
But I mean, the razor I use isn't made for heads either. I'm telling you, that razor, if you use that company, I feel bad for you because that thing was an absolute piece of crap. And it was one of those that for a while there, you saw being advertised everywhere. One of the upstarts.
What do you hear tomorrow's hot new read coming from Big Soup? Hey, Big Soup for Whitehead's Razors.
It was so bad.
Do you want to look like a...
Tom Dick Razors.
What?
There you go.
Tom's? Is that who they are?
No, but you didn't get it, and that's that's probably good.
You were trying to out him, and I missed it. Damn it.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
That place sucks.
All right. Well, do we have a baseball show next? Did I see?
We do not, because Ducks basketball is later tonight.
Oh, that's right. We got the hoops.
Huskies, right?
Hmm. That's right.
There you go.
All right.
Huskies suck.
Huskies, Ducks. We're back tomorrow on 3D7 to Fake the Deck.
Red chips of Spain. Red.